Current Affairs. This is Akashvani. In the weekly program, Current Affairs, now we bring you a discussion on additional tariffs imposed by US and India's national interest. The participants are Dr. Ranjit Mehta, CEO and Secretary General, PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and A.K. Bhattacharya, Economic Analyst. Moderator is Gaura Dhawanlal.
Hello and welcome to our program. Today, our topic of conversation is going to be a discussion on additional tariffs imposed by the United States of America and India's national interest. We are delighted to have in the studio with us for this conversation Dr. Ranjit Mehta, who is the CEO and Secretary General, PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and Mr. A.K. Bhattacharya, well-known economic analyst. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I think when we talk of opportunities and whether it's about inner introspection or seeing this as bringing in innovation, the Prime Minister has also been very categoric that ease of doing business is very high on his priority list, trying to get people in, attract investment there, and he's a big relationship builder. Let's listen to him.
Mool mein hamare banking reforms hai. Ye dikhata hai कि हमारी इकोनॉमी के पिलर्स कितने मजबूत हो रहे हैं. साथियों, बीते दशक में हमने फियर ऑफ बिजनेस को ईज ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस में बदला है. जीएसटी के कारण देश में जो सिंगल लार्ज मार्केट की व्यवस्था बनी है उससे भी इंडस्ट्री को बहुत फायदा मिल रहा है.
You know, a lot of conversations, AKB, have been happening about the tariffs, the additional tariffs, the impact, when is it going to happen. A lot of Trump talk, so to say, has happened. Ever since April, a lot of going back on announcements and statements has also happened. So just to put it very briefly and concisely, tariffs to begin with and the word additional tariffs. Just a little bit of historical context.
You asked a very important question. The fact of the matter is that ever since Mr. Donald Trump assumed office, White House, Washington, D.C., this question about using tariffs as a tool of, I would say, diplomacy has come into play. So India was considered to be a tariff king. And even though India's average tariff was close to 17% or so, but India was painted with that brush. And he produced a list of countries which would be levied kind of retaliatory tariff depending on what is their trade deficit like. If India's trade deficit with the US was X, so you got a tariff of 26%. So like this he did, and then he said that he will have negotiations with different countries. With China, he used the same technique. And what China did was China used its power over rare earth supplies, and the US succumbed to those pressures. So there was no such tariff being instrument being used. But in the case of India, unfortunately, India did not have that kind of a tool, negotiating tool. So he first levied a 25% tariff. And then, given his temperament, he probably was irked by the fact that the Indian government was not giving him enough due credit on having resolved the India-Pakistan conflict. He said that since you are depending on the Russian oil more, so over the 25%, he said, I want to levy another 25% tariff. So it actually became more than 50%. But because, please remember, this 25% original traffic tariff was over and above the most favored nation tariff. So, for example, let us say in the case of garments, the MFN tariff is around 11%. On top of that is 25%. And now you have another 25% on that. So the net impact on India's garments to the US is now around 61%. Whereas a country like Bangladesh or Vietnam, our competing countries, will be able to export it at a far lower tariff, or maybe say around 30% or so, because if Vietnam gets 19-20%, you add another 11% of MFN. So we are at a disadvantage, and that is the context in which this additional tariff has come about, and Indian exports will obviously be impacted. I think Dr. Mehta can say more about the impact.
Right. In fact, Dr. Mehta, so AKB has given us a brief context. If you could just, to begin with, just give us a snapshot of how is the industry feeling about it? Because, of course, later on we'll get to the actual impact. What are the sectors? What are the pockets? But what is the, you know, the kotuhal or the general halchal which is happening because of this?
See, it's really shocking to see these tariffs, and which is unheard of in trade with the US. There is no past history as such. So therefore, it's very concerning, especially our small businesses who are engaged in business such as gems and jewelry, textile, engineering goods, auto components. I think it's a cause of concern. Immediate impact is very high because people have the order spending and the supply chains have been disrupted, especially till 25%. That was still to some extent people would have really bargained. However, when it is 50%, then there is no scope. So that means the business is not there anymore.
You get outpriced.
You get out of the market. You get out of this export market. So I think we must look at it as an opportunity. We have seen in past also, whenever these kind of external shocks have been there in our Indian economy, India has responded very well. Look at the example of COVID, how we had come out of it and how we became the vaccine of the world. So same way, I think that these are the challenging times. I think Indian industry must create that internal innovation ecosystem, and our macroeconomic fundamentals are very strong. Indian economy is very robust, and we are the fastest growing economy in the world and going to be the third largest economy maybe within 2 years or so. I think that with 1.4 billion people, one of the largest market in the world, so probably we have high domestic consumption. These are definitely very concerning and immediate impacted very much on the small businesses. In fact, for them, anyone who is dealing in textiles, for them, this is the end of the road as of right now. I think government is engaging with, we are also engaging with the stakeholders, with the industry, whoever has been affected. However, we need to see that, you know, these kind of situations, we have to see the diversified market. We have to use this as an opportunity so that we can diversify our supply chains. One good thing has happened that India has already entered into a very comprehensive FTA with UK. So this is first such very comprehensive FTA where we have done with a matured economy, advanced economy like UK. And at the same time, we are also in very advanced discussion with the EU. These are the markets which right now we must focus, but it will take some time.
Right.
For people to really explore these opportunities in new markets.
Right. So what we're also hearing you say, Dr. Mehta, is that you have faith in the robustness, the resilience of the Indian
Absolutely.
Industry
yeah.
as a whole. And also you're looking at it as an opportunity.
Yes.
AKB, doing a pullback, wanting to understand from you in terms of the government stance. I think the MEA has taken out a very, very beautiful response to this. It talks about the double standards being exhibited that, you know, Russian oil is a major source of energy production in the EU. Turkey is taking so much. The US by itself is taking so many other things from which they really need, which they're not getting from anywhere else. So I think somewhere to say that this holds. So it's less than a, it doesn't seem like a policy measure, but seems like a targeted measure.
You're absolutely right. I mean, tariffs have been used as an instrument of sanctions for the first time. I mean, never before, tariffs have been used as an instrument of sanctions against a country. This is, the India has been targeted to pay a price for taking oil from a country selectively, because if you are looking at the country that imports a larger amount of oil from Russia, it is China. But China doesn't pay that tariff.
Right.
Even though China gets more Russian oil than India.
Right.
So it is using of tariff as a sanction selectively. So there's a double whammy there. Now, the question is that how do we reach here? And in my view, there is a danger there. And one is really heartened by some of the statements that you mentioned about the Minister of External Affairs and some of our leaders. The important point here is this, this is the time where we cannot paint ourselves into a corner. Now, there will be a kind of temptation for us to go and embrace the Russians or go and embrace the Chinese. But I think it will be better to continue negotiating with the US, because if the US is doing it, it is doing it because of a certain reason. Now, if its problems with Russia ends tomorrow, US will not have that same problem with us. And India-US strategic ties had got a much long experience. So for one tariff issue, yes, it has hurt us very badly, but I think it is time not to change course and try to see in what way we can negotiate with the US a little more skillfully and extract the right kind of benefits for the Indian economy. That's number one.
Right.
And number two, what I would say is this, as Dr. Mehta pointed out, that we must actively explore other foreign trade agreements. EU is on the cards. A review of the ASEAN Comprehensive Economic Cooperation Agreement is on the cards. I think we should try to see in what way the rules of origin rules can be changed or modified to our advantage and use the UK trade agreement as a model for a similar agreement with EU. Yes, there is a problem now that we have got a 50% tariff. So our negotiating stance with the EU as well as with the ASEAN will be slightly compromised. But I think nothing is lost. Yes, there is a temporary setback, but engaging with the US, engaging with the world with more such trade agreements is the way forward. And of course, there's domestic policy reforms we can discuss later.
Right. You did, AKB, talk about stances and India's stance. Now, I see it as a stance in three areas. One is a political stance also. Political messaging is there. There is an economic stance. And there's also a value-based stance. I think somewhere to say, you know, penalties for a breach. And a breach, what is the breach which has happened? It's India's sovereign decision. It is India's ability, strategic autonomy. That's not a breach. So why a penalty? So I'm saying use of the words, as
yes,
you said.
Absolutely. I think what is the difference between the Russian oil price and the crude oil that is available in the market, in the non-US market? The difference is $2 per barrel. Now, is it such a big advantage to the Indian economy? On the contrary, it has helped keep a kind of a tight control over the global oil prices. Now, that has been completely been overlooked, an advantage of which has been gained by European and the Western economies, number one. Number two, if you look at the historical data, Indian oil imports from Russia has actually been declining. From February, it was 40% of our total imports were from Russia, and today it is 36-35%. So it has come down. With the US, which has imposed this tariff, our share, their share in our total imports has gone up from 3% to 8%. So the question is, all these facts and data should come out and say that if you are penalizing a country of India's size and diversity, complexity, and the world's largest democracy, and you talked about the value base, then what is the rationale of choosing India? Is there something else that is happening? So that is something that needs to be discussed and debated in open public forums.
I think it's interesting. Is there something else that is happening? Is this posturing and stance taking not only about data, not only about rationality? Is there something else? And you're right, there are conversations happening. And I think as a part of the fallout, it's natural, because when you look at the logic, rationale and data, very little is supported in so many areas. Mr. Piyush Goyal in Parliament as Minister of Commerce and Industry has also spoken of the possible impact that this could have on Indian industry. Let's listen to that.
Sarkar halya ghatnakram se hone wale prabhavon ka parikshan kar rahi hai. Vanijya evam udyog mantralay niryatakon aur udyog sahit sabhi hitdharkon se samvad kar is vishay par unke aklan ki jankari le raha hai. Sarkar hamare kisanon, श्रमिकों, एंटरप्रेन्योर्स, उद्यमी, निर्यातकों, सूक्ष्म, लघु और मध्यम उद्योगों और उद्योग जगत के सभी हितधारकों के कल्याण की रक्षा और संवर्धन को सर्वोच्च महत्व देती है. हम अपने राष्ट्रीय हितों को सुरक्षित करने और आगे बढ़ाने के लिए सभी आवश्यक कदम उठाएंगे.
So wanting to understand from you, Dr. Mehta, the industry is braced for, so we are talking of a possible impact. And I think he also talks about taking different stakeholders together for conversations. These conversations are happening in industry bodies.
We have been interacting with the Ministry of Commerce, especially with the Honorable Minister, Mr. Piyush Goyal, on a regular basis. And there have been many conversations with the industries who have been affected. And we will definitely, government is also trying to find out a way, and we have also suggested, as Mr. Bhattacharya also said, that we must engage in dialogue with the US. I think government is definitely aware of the fact. At the same time, we cannot sit back. When you are doing a business, then you cannot sit back and relax. I mean, the time to explore the new opportunities is very important. Secondly, I think that apart from the diversification of the market, now India today, if you just look at the global economy, of late, you have seen that in the last decade or so, India has emerged as a most trusted global partner. People are looking for their supply chains to be diverted from China to other countries. I think which country they can go to. I think that we need to again streamline our processes, inward processes. But definitely this particular event of tariffs has certainly disrupted the supply chains. And especially the impact is on small businesses. Right now, electronics and pharma have been left out, which we feel that understandably regions. Now, but other sectors, I mean, we have totally become uncompetitive. So we need to be focusing on competitiveness of Indian MSMEs because we have more than 65 million MSMEs in our country. So we need to leverage the strength of that. We need to leverage the strength of our demographic dividend. We are the young country. We have mostly a young population. I think these are the, you know, advantages that we have. And still, if you see the various reports, this tariff is, in fact, PhD CCI had just released a report when 25% tariff was imposed on India, that it will only have around 1.87% on $88 billion export, which we did last year to US. So that comes roughly around $8 billion.
Okay.
And if you just look at the overall economy, so on 25% tariff, we will have an impact of around 0.19% on our economy, which is quite negligible. It's not a question of short-term impact. It's an overall ecosystem. It's like overall investor sentiment also. That also gets affected.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, I think and earlier AKB also mentioned data, facts, figures, when you take all this into account, Mr. Piyush Goyal also in Parliament said that from the fragile five to the fastest growing. I think with this tagline, let's listen to him and then take it forward.
मात्र एक दशक से भी कम समय में भारत फ्रैजाइल फाइव अर्थव्यवस्थाओं में से निकलकर दुनिया की सबसे तेजी से बढ़ती प्रमुख अर्थव्यवस्था बन गया है। हम अपने रिफॉर्म्स और अपने किसानों एमएसएमई और उद्यमियों की कड़ी मेहनत के बल पर 11वीं सबसे बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था से शीर्ष पांच अर्थव्यवस्थाओं में से एक बन गए हैं। यह भी अपेक्षित है कि हम कुछ ही वर्षों में तीसरी सबसे बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था बन जाएंगे।
Right. So AKB coming here. Definitely you're taking, India doesn't have the rare earth element to negotiate and all. But as Dr. Mehta said, we have a demographic dividend. And finally, I think in terms of population, you see people are a resource. Now people are being seen as a strength. So when we look at the impact on India, our resilience, our past history, wanting to understand from you the impact on the American economy of this.
Well, interesting question that you have raised. The impact on the American economy cannot be very good. Although India's share in U.S. imports is very, very small right now, but if you see import from Brazil, which is also 50%, import from many other countries, which is 20%, 30%, China is 30%. If you look at the entire overall, their effective average tariff for the U.S. has reached 18%, which is the highest ever since 1934. Now, 18% country which used to have an average tariff rate of 3% or 4% has gone up to 18%. Now, if it goes up, then what happens is the import cost into the economy goes up. Now, US is still a very open economy. It doesn't manufacture itself very much. It's highly import dependent.
Which has been one of the pain points, actually,
yeah.
For
so
Mr. Trump.
So now what happens is that the import cost goes up and inflation will be the first casualty in a sense that the inflation rate will go up, which is why the US Fed, Jeremy Powell, is constrained in not going ahead with any rate cut because he is saying the inflation outlook is very, very, very mixed because inflation will go up and then what do you do with the rate cuts then? So they are postponing a rate cut, but I think...
he's not very popular with Mr. Trump right now because of this.
So I think the US will definitely be hit, But I think the lessons for India is no less. Now, this is the time when we should embrace the principles of free trade even more strongly. In a sense, just as showed with our UK trade agreement, wherein we brought down 90% of our items, brought down to 0% over a period of time in some cases. But then we showed that we are a country which believes in open economy, where believe in the principle of tariff being coming down. It is something that, you know, in 1991, our average tariff was 79%. Now that has come down to 13%. In the last few years, it went up. But I think it's time to relook at that, because please remember, with 30% of our total export cost, or actually domestic manufacturing cost, is because of the import tariffs. So therefore, we need to be use this as an opportunity. One, reinvest all our energy and diplomacy in preserving the multilateral trading order. If that is not possible, look for new free trade agreements with different zones, different countries, particularly with Southeast Asia, which is the big market which is growing. You know, Europe is not consuming. UK is not consuming. It is the Southeast Asian countries which will be consuming in large numbers. So we need to connect with them with a better Southeast Asian trading agreement. And finally, we need to make doing business, the ease of doing business, more easy, which is a stated policy commitment of the government. And that is a time when we can attract more investment for the Indian market. It's a bonus in my view. So I think we should not look at it, as Dr. Mehta said, it is not really a crisis, but it is an opportunity for domestic policy reform, engaging with more countries with open trade, and not going back in time and raise your tariff walls.
Right. In fact, sometimes, you know, certain politically uncomfortable decisions and certain decisions get fast forward and fast tracked, not because intent was not there earlier. It's just that sometimes circumstances compel you to take that action fast and quickly and take it forward. And I think this is what is also
absolutely
an opportunity, what you're saying, that this is the time now. It's always been intended to have reforms, but let's move it fast. You know, before we come to you, Dr. Mehta, to understand opportunities a little more and additional partners that we have, I think when we talk of opportunity, Mr. Goyal has also spoken about how it's an opportunity for us for innovation. And, you know, we are known to be a very innovative country.
अंतर्राष्ट्रीय संस्थाएं और अर्थशास्त्री भारत को वैश्विक अर्थव्यवस्था में एक ब्राइट स्पॉट के रूप में देखते हैं। भारत वैश्विक विकास में लगभग 16% का योगदान दे रहा है। पिछले दशक में सरकार ने भारत को विश्व की विनिर्माण केंद्र के रूप में बढ़ावा देने के लिए मेक इन इंडिया के अंतर्गत परिवर्तनकारी कदम उठाए हैं। भारत की युवा कुशल एवं प्रतिभाशाली वर्कफोर्स भारतीय उद्योग की इनोवेशन और प्रतिस्पर्धा की क्षमता को निरंतर मजबूत कर रही है।
सो डॉक्टर मेहता, व्हेन वी टॉक ऑफ अपॉर्चुनिटीज एंड बिफोर दैट एकेबी आल्सो सेड लेट्स लुक इनवर्ड्स policy reform. So your inputs on, because industry has been wanting so many policy reforms for so long. So can the industry actually, in a lot of individual little pockets which are affected, go a little above and see it beyond as an opportunity? Do we have that resilience and that vision as an industry body?
Definitely, you know, like if we talk of the reforms internally, we have seen that GST has been one of the most important reforms in Indian history so far. However, there are some streamlining needed in GST still, and also in personal income tax and all these things. I think those things really we need to have a look. Our government needs to have a look at it, because, you know, ultimately, why Indian wealth should go out of India? They should be investing in India. So for that, I think we need to make it more attractive. And government has rightly come out with 15% tax for the new businesses who are going to start in India. That was a very welcome tax. And corporate tax has been brought down to 25%. However, the tax on high net worth individuals remains very high. So I think that these are the things where reforms are needed. At the same time, if you just look at the ranking of the World Bank that time, India was around 130. We brought it down. This government brought it down to 63 in the, you know, ranking, ease of doing business ranking. So there have been many reforms, and especially the kind of startup ecosystem that has been created in our country. In 2016, when Startup India was launched, we had around 400 registered startups in our country. But today, as we are talking, more than 150 1,000 startups. They are working on various domains and more than 115 unicorns. And those unicorns, most of them have come after COVID. So this shows the entrepreneurial ability of India, that how India can respond to these kind of challenges. I think we have enormous internal strength. We are a young country. We have a vibrating young culture. The young people are really, really very, very tech-driven. And this is the country where more than, billion phones are there. And everybody is connected through the phone. The kind of UPI system that we have created, I mean, that has been an example for many of the countries in the world. And especially during the COVID, how we have shown the world. Still in US, when things were happening manually, in India, everything was through online. It was digitally.
Right.
So these are some of the reforms that have been taking, like Digital India and the kind of deep penetration of fiber networks in rural areas and all. The digital public infrastructure, which is so important today, many other countries in the world, they are, taking examples of India as far as digital public infrastructure is concerned. I think these are things which have been really, really good. And now we have to create that innovation culture, because we need to spend more on R&D. Ultimately, today, if you look at the trademarks filing and all, India is still lagging behind, though we are on the third or fourth stage. But I think that we need to create that culture. And there have been many reforms, even in intellectual property, right, and all trademarks. And young people who are getting into a startup, they are starting many new startups, not only in domains like what you have seen, but in agriculture, in space. I think that this is a culture which is definitely going to take India much ahead, and we need to have that trust in our entrepreneurs. And if you look at, especially I'll give you one example of COVID, when the COVID started and lockdown was there, I think India had no this PPE kit manufacturing facility, but within 3-4 months we were manufacturing 8 lakh PPE kits per day. So that's the kind of entrepreneurial ability that we have in our country. I think we need to right now handhold our MSMEs and create that culture and support the industry at the moment. Rest, there is the whole world is a market, and continue talking with the US.
You're being a very good representative of the industry body and the industry at large, and I think a lot of messages will go from that. Very, very pertinent points. AKB, coming back right here now to, and I think a little pull back in, and we earlier spoke about political messaging and also it's value-based. So the Prime Minister has made a very, very strong statement. His stance has been very clear. Not going to compromise India's interests, which will actually, if we go as per what the US says, is they're going to be hard hit too. So in terms of keeping that, and first let's listen to the Prime Minister before we come back to this.
हमारे लिए अपने किसानों का हित सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है. भारत अपने किसानों के, पशुपालकों के और मछुआरे भाई बहनों के हितों के साथ कभी भी समझौता नहीं करेगा. और मैं जानता हूं व्यक्तिगत रूप से मुझे बहुत बड़ी कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी, लेकिन मैं इसके लिए तैयार हूं. मेरे देश के किसानों के लिए, मेरे देश के मछुआरों के लिए, मेरे देश के पशुपालकों के लिए आज भारत तैयार है.
More than just a political stance, it's also very, very important for the future of the country.
It is not really a political stance.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually a stance that the Indian economy needs to strongly stand by. Look at our India-UK free trade agreement. Now, what did we do? We exempted our dairy sector, we exempted our farm sector, and we made sure that the genetically modified crop kind of a thing, which as a matter of policy we have not yet allowed except cotton, now they were out of it. Now, if we could manage a deal like this with UK, now there is no reason why US should not recognize these sensitivities of the Indian economy and create those bypasses in an agreement.
Right. Thank you so much for your inputs. We'd actually a special thanks for both our guests, Dr. Ranjit Mehta and Mr. A.K. Bhattacharya. Thank you so much for coming on to our program.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on additional tariffs imposed by US and India's national interest. The participants were Dr. Ranjit Mehta, CEO and Secretary General, PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and A.K. Bhattacharya, Economic Analyst. Moderator was Gaurav Dhawanlal. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Current Affairs.